What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the postcast episode from women's soccer. Eddie Greer here on this early, as I'm recording this before, heading in for a big day all around for me today. August 22nd, 2022. How about that? 8-22-22. Women's soccer concluded its opening weekend. Going right on into it, of course. This podcast all about covering all things K-State. Women's soccer concluded their weekend matches, opening matches over the weekend yesterday. K-State, it's been a theme through the first two games early in the season. And remember we talked about in episode 115 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, which is out now, me and my co-host Alex Aiden. That early leads, you have to hang on to them, and at least on this one, even though you can probably say, hey, you know, K-State had multiple opportunities in this one to add another goal. Northern Colorado strikes late to tie the game, and it ends in a draw 1-1 against Northern Colorado Bears yesterday afternoon in Music Family Park. So K-State does not get a win, and I don't really count draws as a win. I never saw it that way. Anyway, so with K-State here in this season opening weekend here, seemed to be a theme. 1-0. Northwestern had an opportunity to really, in that second half, Northwestern took over. I mean, K-State dominated the first half. Northwestern took over this one. Same thing here, except Northern Colorado ties it late in this one. And for K-State women's soccer, they're now 1-1, same as their record after two games. All time, this is all time, no separate matter, all times against teams from the Big Sky Conference. This was the first meeting yesterday between K-State and Northern Colorado there. Senior goalkeeper, Rachel Harris, made her first start at goal going all the way back to October 2019 when she played at Texas Tech. That's over 1,000 days ago. Harris was unable to play in the last 2 years due to injury. Wow, incredible. For her, Harris for the afternoon had two saves in the match. The Wildcats ended the afternoon, oh my goodness, with a 27-9 advantage in total shots and 12-3 leads in shots on goal. And Ada Anderson, again, second career goal, first of the season. It seems like Ada Anderson has been all over the board here early on in 2022. Rachel Harris, a standing of applause here. I can't clap at the moment, but, you know, that's amazing. You can eat something like that. You do not wish that on anybody. I have my share of nicks and bruises, some pulls and whatnot, but unfortunately not as serious as you know, going through something like that. I can't imagine that there as well. Wow, that's a tribute to Harris' character right there. The shots right there. Obviously, I'm going to put myself on a timer here because after this, I got to roll on out. But yeah, K-State. Well, they got the shot. They listened to our podcast, apparently, here. They're more, a little more aggressive. But the score, in the day, doesn't matter. Northern Colorado ties the game. So all these multiple chances, all the momentum, can go away in one shot. In this one here, 34th minute, Riley Baker, approved the score of the game, but was called back due to an offsides penalty here. And then K-State freshman Sophie Harlan attacked from the right side of the field. Harlan curled the ball to the top of the Northern Colorado 6-yard box and found Anderson, and she knocked it down out of Anderson. That should be right. Ada Anderson has scored the only goals for Kansas State women's soccer so far in 2022. She scored against Northwestern, and then off of a corner kick, and then in the second half of this game, K-State finally broke through. So, you know, all these chances seem to come back around and haunt you at the end. I mean, K-State should have cashed in when they had a chance there in that one there. And then, of course, very late in the game, Northern Colorado struck back in the 81st minute there and put it down over Harris's head, which could have been a shutout there for Rachel Harris coming back from devastating injury there. But Northern Colorado snuck one by the back end to tie the game and ends in a draw there. K-State now 0-1-1 on the campaign. Mike DeBina, quote, "The game of soccer is definitely cruel. Sometimes I felt like we had some good effort today and just not had a non-focused moment where they punished us for it. So lesson learned moving forward that, you know, when you have so many chances on the attack, you've got to execute your chances and find some separation against a team like this. They've good side. They've done a good job, but we got to find some more separation," end quote. And yeah, I'm gonna go to Rachel Harris here real quick here. From the different emotions she had, from Rachel Harris, quote, "From the first time I was proud of myself, it's been a few hard years, and I didn't know if I was ever going to play again. I didn't know if I was going to be back out here, and that's all I wanted. And I mean, just resilient is something that I love. In people, and just I look at that other stories, what I had was nowhere near like was McKenzie Milton went through at Florida State, but he was out for 2 years with a gruesome leg injury, and he worked his way back. All I wanted was a chance, and I had to work for it. Nothing's given, everything is earned," end quote as well. And then, of course, Audie Anderson also met as well. She said, she added in here, "I hope whatever I can to help us win, I'll be here for it. If I can help us score goals, then that's what I'll do," end quote. I know she had some other things to say as well, but Ada Anderson now has scored the only goals for this safe skate. This man, I cannot talk this morning. K-State women's soccer team this morning. K-State now has to hit the road for a 3-match road trip. The Texas one first, folks. And their next match will be on, make sure that is right. Yeah, that's right, Thursday. And then, yeah, so they got to face the two Texas teams that we talked about last week. So I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to screw it up there as well. But, yeah, kudos to Rachel Harris there. And I remember where I was when McKenzie Milton went down. That was ugly, really ugly, a couple of years ago. Of course, McKenzie Milton, who played for UCF, that was nasty, man. That's all I got to say there. And then we all know last year for playing for Florida State, and he transferred to Florida State, McKenzie Milton there. Received a huge standing ovation there as well. So I definitely know what Rachel Harris is talking about. McKenzie Milton was in the running for kind of getting himself up in the Heisman bit running, if I'm not mistaken there as well. But K-State's going to have to find a way on the other side. K-State's going to have to find a way there to generate more offense. Well, they did. They listened to our podcast, apparently, but that came out, our weekly edition that came out on Friday. Again, you check, if you missed out on that, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And we had 2 Pro Project Podcast weekly episodes from last week. Maddie Gage episode is out now. And, of course, the wrap-up of K-State roster. And then we'll have our predictions podcast coming up later on this week. But absolutely, you're going to have to find out to capitalize. Northwestern struck back. So there's nothing you can do there. But yeah, all those chances come back to haunt you. You leave a team hanging around. You know what the old saying goes. You leave a team hanging around too long, they're going to strike back. And that's what Northern Colorado did. And Northern Colorado made K-State pay for it. And they're going to have to find some answers. And they got to go away from Family Boozer Park now. Boozer Family Park now. I'm sorry. Boozer Family Park now. to It's a Monday, Man. That's what it is. But, yeah, K-State still winless. I know it's early, but two tremendous opportunities at home to bury your opponent. And K-State can't get it done. They're just plain and simple there. And K-State now has to head to the Texas road trip. And that will include Weber State at the end of this road trip. And to find some answers, we'll see if they can get it done here on the next match, which will start on the road. K-State, Northern Colorado tied yesterday at 1-1. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this postcast edition of the podcast. Winding down the football season, folks. 2 weeks out to kick off here in Bill Snyder Family Stadium against South Dakota. That's going to do it on this edition. Appreciate you guys for hanging around, for sticking this one out. Kansas State women's soccer will look for, searching for a little bit of answers here again on the offensive end following missed opportunity after missed opportunity against Northern Colorado into the 1-1 draw. We will talk to you on the next edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!